Timmy's house adventures near, so two is a maiden and fawn. A centaur and a dragon's here, with a wife and a steep on the lawn. Timmy's house, oh Timmy's house, fiddle-dee, whiddle-dee-doo. He stomped the dragon and fingered the fawn, and is covered in wyvern poo.
Welcome back to another exciting episode of Big Timmy's House Adventures. Last week, not only did we find the quest pieces, which were some cogs that we're going to put into some sort of mechanism that we found previously, but we also found the wonderful, beautiful Blumbo. Finally, he's back. I know you're all super stoked. I know you're excited. Let's find out now what happens with the amazing Blumbo. Do you want fuss? Just wash Mummy's tea, yeah?
Hot tea.
You can sit on the knee.
Sit on the wee board.
Sit here.
Oh, wait. Did I pick the names by the colour? Like, blue was Barry. Red was Ryan. I'm just guessing it.
Rakashasha or something, wasn't it?
Orange was... Oh, was it Rashashasha?
Rashashasha, that's it.
Yeah, Rashashasha.
Rashashasha.
Okay. I'll call him Rash.
I don't know where the book is, so...
Orange was...
I can't remember what orange was.
I'll just call him Colin.
Yeah, I think that's about right.
We'll go with that. Do you remember what happened up to this point?
So I went underwater to look for the piece. The cogs, missing cogs. And we found
Blumbo
after defeating a monster underwater. And I think that was it, really.
Yeah. Before that, there was, after the fight with the troglodytes and the gibbering mouther things, you had a little bit of downtime where Felix was staring into the water in his own world. The Cabal priests gave you 3 Cabals to follow you, to guide you through whatever it is that you need to do after helping them. You did all that with Blumbo. You found Blumbo, you got the cog piece, you put all the cog pieces together.
You can't go anywhere.
You saw that shadow thing under the water. Once you put the cog pieces into the pump drained all the water, and then you headed back down this way, which was the direction of where you saw the weird shadow thing.
Oh, yes.
And your dart of warning is blinking on and off.
Blinky, blinky. Wee-oo, 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 wee-oo.
It's like a flickering bulb.
Like that.
Right, so... I thought we just got out of the water.
You drained the water.
With the pump. Okay.
And then you went, oh, we'll head down that way. So I was like, okay, we'll do that next time.
Okay.
Okay.
Sweet. Right. Whatever. So.
Whatever.
I would suggest as a group.
We move forward.
Yeah, because otherwise it'd be pretty weird if we just stayed in place. So
it is incredibly dark down here as well, just so you know. I don't know if anyone has torches on or anything.
I feel fairly confident that there's a few of us.
Okay.
So we could get a couple of torches. If you want, I can take the lead.
Just stops people having disadvantage when they're fighting for those that can't see in the dark.
Well, I definitely can't see in the dark. So I know Milo can see in the dark, but Milo's, certainly can't see in the dark.
Well, Milo will take the front with Blumbo.
That's
so
me.
For the listeners at home, it's been a while since we last met up, so I can't remember the kobold's names. So we're going with Barry Ratashashar, we remember that one.
Yep.
And Colin.
Colin. So apologies if they're different. They're just different today.
Okay.
I think it shows the fact that we just have no memory of these things. That
no.
They didn't.
I slept since then, so.
I've slept many times.
Come, Blumbo.
Moving Come a few Felix. People forward. Okay.
Do you want to give Felix a torch? An everlasting torch?
I mean, I can do.
Well, I've got one.
Hang on. Milo's going to talk to Felix.
Okay.
Would you like a torch?
I mean, it saves me from using any magic and turning into a plant board again. I don't really want to do that again. I mean, a plant pot with feet would be more helpful, but still.
Okay, well, have my torch.
Oh, thanks, kitty cat.
You're welcome.
Okay. Do you need me up front then?
You stay. You're the rear guard. You need to guard our rears.
I guard your rears from the front.
That makes no sense.
Hey, embrace the chaos.
All right.
All right then. Okay. I'm just gonna do a quick roll for the little guys. Oh,
bless you.
Okay. I rolled a one. Okay, so as you're going through, I'm going to get... I think Giggles, you're more the insightful one. I'll get you to roll. Yeah, your insight is like 12.
Woo!
A 17. With your dart of warning flickering on and off, for a moment it goes off for a little bit. And that makes you more... nervous than when it was on, and you don't know why. And then as you're stepping forward, it then brightly goes on, and I'm now gonna get, and you kind of sense that there's someone with you guys. There's an extra party member.
Oh my god.
But you don't see anyone, you don't see anything. I'm going to get people to do perception. I'd imagine you'll be pre-warning people. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, me and Felix got the most.
Giggles got a 21, Felix with 23, Milo 10, Lee with 11. So Milo and Lee, you're... I guess walking forward, I don't know if you're on guard or not, or if you're just casually walking forward in the dark, having a chit chat or something. Felix notices and picks up what you're feeling, Giggles, and kind of watches you as you then make eye contact with him with, like, I don't know, I guess an expression on your face saying something's wrong. And... I guess these kobolds will move forward at this point. However, Rashashasha, you notice he's finding it very hard to breathe at the moment. He's struggling to breathe. As you and Felix have noticed him struggling.
Milo's talking.
Rashashasha.
Milo's talking to Blumbo. He's like, where did you go? So you've noticed something, Tanya. Do you want to...
There's somebody else here with us. And Rosh Hashanah is struggling. We need to be careful.
Should we check on him then? Or?
Yes, please. Let's move. Move me towards him. You're in charge of the computer.
You know, I'm not oppressing you by making you do things you don't want to do. You need to communicate these things. Right.
Can I, as I get closer, can I see anything? Can I?
You see that he's choking. You're not sure on what. There's nothing around his neck or anything, but he's not clawing at his neck, but he's got his hand by his chest, and as if, I don't know, like he feels like there's something there. From your 21 perception, you can see that. Yeah, he's struggling. How else do you wish to approach this?
I don't know.
Well, you're a magical...
Feel free to roleplay or think of whatever you're...
Can I do a magical insight, magical...
Like arcana for any spells.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Checking him over for magics. 29. You're thoroughly looking him over. You do sense there is magical presence around him. You're not sure what's caused it. And with that 29, you're able to know that it's a necrotic energy, which generally means that it's something from dark magic, possibly necromantic type magic.
Can Felix help? Felix, can you help? You know dark magic.
What's wrong with Roger?
He's got dark magic. He's being choked by dark magic.
Oh, really? Oh.
He is.
Oh,
Do you know anything that a spell that does this? Or can reverse it? Or?
Let me think. I'm going to do 2 history and arcana. Ooh, 19 for history, 28. Something's choking. Okay. It could be one of a few things. Let me try this. He claps and this burst of light just goes and flashes out. And I guess with your still going with your 21 perception, you feel like you hear briefly a scream, but it comes from... It sounds like it's far away.
There's something else in the room.
And
Rasha Shafar
has got his breath back. Did that do it? Are you Rasha? You okay?
And saliva, choking on saliva.
No, you weren't, Rasha. I'm not too sure about this place. Yeah, I mean, I've got horns and a demon tail, and yeah, I'm not sure about this place.
Lee turns around and is like, what's going on? What's happening? What's happening?
Too late, Lee, too late.
As the other kibbles come down.
Rashashare was choking.
There's nothing wrong then, we can go on?
We can proceed, but however, there is dark magic in this place. This person thing is doing necromancy things, which then is going to cause us problems.
This could be that woman, Morgana, the orc woman that Perturbament warned us about.
Morgana, I can't remember if you mentioned her or not. Is she like a wizard then?
She was performing experiments on prisoners.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, well. That doesn't sound nice at all.
No.
She's not a nice person, is she?
No, she's not a nice person.
Remind me not to buy her a birthday card.
Yeah, please don't.
Well, I mean, that might help you if you buy a birthday card.
Well, yeah, if you're nice to her, maybe, but...
We should be on guard.
We should be on guard. So I think we need to... Sneaky?
sneaky.
We need to sneaky. That's like an extra layer.
Extra layer of sissies.
Okay, I'm gonna give Giggles diplomacy with advantage with this ship for the to try and convince the cover.
Sneaky, sneaky.
With the sneaky talking. 16. All right. No, that's an 18. I'm blind. okay. So, yep. Everyone's listening to you. They all want to be snicky, snicky too. Like a snake.
Snicky, snicky, like a snake.
What about Blumbo? Does Blumbo understand?
No.
We just have to keep
understand common.
But if Blumbo watches you, he likes you because obviously he tried to wall jump like you did.
Okay.
So if you go sneaky,
if
you go extra sneaky, he'll go sneaky too.
Yeah, but if I get a 1 now, I'm going to be like farting everywhere. Blumbo just starts screaming.
Well, the cobalts are going rubbish. The cobalts
are 6, 6 and a 4. So they lower their head down, but nothing else. Still clanking forward.
Oh,
very slowly clanking forward. That's their sneaking.
Excellent.
The fucking worst.
Oh, almost a 20. Giggles with a 13. Milo, a plus 12 to yours, making it 14.
Oh, God.
So you're 2?
Yeah, you almost rolled.
Are not with us again.
No.
You almost rolled a terrible 1. Hey, it's good to get it off on these ones, though.
Yeah.
Battles. And Lee, normally the noisy one, with an 18.
He's got the most!
And Felix. 17. So Felix and Lee are most sneaky.
For a change,
yeah.
Kobolds are noisy. As they continue to move forward a bit more. Rashisho now. Getting his breath back. Tries to scurry back into formation.
Milo's like, what the funk?
And Blumbo carries on with what he's doing. Just drooling with a big grin on his face.
Oh, Blumbo's so cute.
Come on, Blumbo.
Let's go. We're going to be extra quiet.
You see Felix kind of hugging the wall at this point with a stealth of 17.
He's kinda, like, you're right.
He's doing the movie thing where he's walking along the wall going.
Yeah, big
like
Mission Impossible. Yeah. And then he gets around the corner.
He rolls across to the other side.
He's more like Ace Ventura.
Yeah.
As he looks at Blumbo and goes, shh. And then sneaks around over here.
Blumbo does it back and shh.
Blumbo just kind of spits.
he just
blows a raspberry.
Oh, funny.
So nice to have him back. Right. Like he's hugging the wall. We're just stomping around the middle, like, come on. That's Blumbo shoots right next to me. He's like, I'm staying next to the Catman.
We like Catman.
Catman. Oh, I fucking love Blumbo.
Just gonna do one thing.
Oh.
Okay, never mind.
He's gonna put his trousers back on.
And Milo, as you can see in the dark.
Let's prick up.
You see a body ahead of you, a large body ahead of you lying on the floor. In a straight line ahead of you.
Oh.
Roughly what, where?
Like over here.
In this direction, yeah.
Yeah. I sort of do the indicator. I put like a hand out.
So the kobold see you and then stop where they are.
Yeah. And I make a signal to Felix.
Blumbo holds his hand up. Or his little blue stump. I don't know if he has hands. We'll say he has hands. Maybe like 3 fingers, like Abe from Abe's Odyssey.
Nice.
He sort of Milo sort of indicates to Felix. He's like,
"What is it? What do you say? What do your feline eyes see?"
I'm a cat.
Yeah,
I see a man, a body or something.
A man? How do you know it's a man?
I think it's got a willy.
You can see his penis.
I don't know.
Guys, he's got a penis. Be careful.
I think we should be cautious. Let's sneak. I mean, okay. Let's carry on sneaking.
You noisy guys, hang back a bit.
This Felix is going to do, 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 do. Okay.
Milo sort of takes a couple of steps forward.
All right.
He's sort of like, we're being super, super cautious at this point.
You're seeing a bit more close up, and from what Felix and will obviously relay, I'll do that in RP.
I think it might be possibly one of those troglodyte thingies. Only he looks different. He's all white and grey. I think he's an albino.
What?
Or he's made of snow. I think albino's more likely.
Should we kill him?
I mean, why not? We killed the others, right? You're up for mass genocide, aren't you?
Let me talk to...
you do that.
Hey, my sister.
Hi.
Do you know if there's a big white troglodyte in these caves?
White trog? We've heard tale of white trog. We've never seen white trog.
What have you heard about the white trog?
It's stories that mum tells to keep baby cobalt in line and not wander off far from camp. White trog said to be big. Evil beast enticed you with pies and cakes, only to then gobble you up instead of pies and cakes.
I think it's over there. I think it's real.
It's a wheel. There's a wheel.
No, it's real.
Oh.
White sorry, my accent's real. A bit weird. It sounds when I say real, it's like I'm saying wheel. I apologize. I'm trying to do better.
Sorry. Oh, that just tickled me completely.
Okay. Giggles and Milo, you're interrupted by Barry, the blue guy, now choking.
Which one's blue? He's the blue dot.
Yeah, the blue dot one.
We need Felix back. Where's Felix?
Felix!
Felix is slowly sneaking.
Felix! 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 Jesus, you made me jump! I thought you were like some kind of demon. Barry's joking. Who's Barry?
Do you mean who's Barry?
The cobalt Barry.
Cobalt? Why is a cobalt named Barry? What kind of name is that for a cobalt?
I didn't choose
it. It's like the Dungeoneer doesn't have any good names.
No, I think it's just...
Do you need a moment?
I can't breathe.
I think the creature's attacking Giggles.
She's having a giggle spit.
That's why she's Lady Giggles.
Ow. Oh, that hurts. Oh. Okay, carry on.
She takes 12 damage.
Barry the Cobalt's choking. Magically choking.
Yeah, for God's sake. Okay, I'm on my way. God, apparently I'm a doctor now.
Doctor who?
Barry, what the fuck is wrong with you?
As he then slaps him on the back to try and sort him out. As Barry just said,
I don't understand what you're saying. Hang on.
Do the thing you did last time, Felix.
He'll then clap his hands again, creating a burst, which creates a burst of light. And within that brief moment, all of you are able to see for a brief moment, but I'll light it up anyway. A troglodyte that was ahead of you, that was white and grey, is slumped onto the floor, its mouth agape, as if frozen in a scream, and its arms are a little bit twisted and contorted as it just lays in rigor mortis on the floor.
Oh.
Ouch.
Holy shit.
And Barry can breathe again now. Again, you hear the similar like or shriek or scream, but it sounds far away.
But was it louder than last time?
It sounds like a similar distance.
Oh, okay.
Is it like this? Oh, was it?
It's like the noise that a turtle makes when making love.
Right. Is it? Wait, does it sound like an old person having sex? Oh my god, I think I'm gonna. Yeah, I think I can. I think I know the sound now. We just have to give a moment.
Yeah, Blumbo is staying close to Giggles. Cobalt.
Oh, that laughing really hurt.
Curious about the trogs that they're heading forward.
Careful.
Milo will head with
Please
them.
Please be careful.
Bow is now drawn. I'm sort of like...
As they approach but keep their distance.
Can I sense... can I perceive anything now that I'm closer to the troglodyte?
Yeah. Moment. So... Not only is that troglodyte there, you're also seeing another body or two south of you. Looking at the troglodyte that you see there, its eyes have glazed over like a grey-white. You can definitely tell it's dead. I guess we'll do perception on you, see if you can... See maybe cause of death. 25. Okay, good investigation. So looking over the body, you don't see like any cuts, any scrapes, any bruising. Checking around the neck or the ribs, there doesn't seem to be anything wrong there. You don't feel any broken bones. The arms look a bit like they may have dislocated or so. Due to the rigor mortis, but it doesn't look like they've been hit with any weapons of any kind, or even like with fists or claws, so you're unable to tell if there's it was taken out by a beast of some kind.
That's mad.
Sounds painful.
And knowing that this area was once flooded as well, you kind of, I guess you push on its chest slightly to see if it, and it does, like some water does spurt up, but you're unsure if that was the cause of death, was drowning. As troglodytes can go underwater, they're amphibious.
I guess also beckon towards Felix. Can Felix see me at this point?
Yeah, Felix can see you. He's holding a torch as well.
I'll do like a
hand gesture to
get everyone forward.
So, right, let's move forward slowly, sneakily.
He's kind of sidestepping, hugging the wall.
Still hugging, yep. We'll sneaky, sneaky round.
This Blumbo just runs forward with his arms in the air going, hee!
Whee!
I guess seeing Milo with his weapon out, giggity.
Yeah, I will draw my weapon at least.
Yeah, Lee gets out his sword.
Sword. I'll get out my bow.
His sword.
My crossbow? Have I got a crossbow? Or have I got a bow? I can't remember. I've got a bow of some sort.
You got a crossbow?
Yeah, okay, crossbow.
Barry's just guarding from behind, keeping watch from behind.
He's got the rear sword, hey. Old Barry. Milo will take a step forward towards the next trog. Troglodyte.
Hoping it's a troglodyte.
Lee sort of approaches closer and has a look at the current troglodyte.
Dead one.
And sees if there's anything on there.
Oh my god, there's two.
Holy fucking shit, there's more.
Give me a moment. 15. Okay, Felix kind of comes up to you, but he blocks your movement from stepping any further forward as he's intently looking over the bodies, wanting to make sure that one of them's not going to just get up because they're faking being dead or anything. Okay, carry on.
Maya's actually going to say to Felix,
you said there was something about necrotic magic. Is that around here?
I mean, you could find it anywhere. It depends who's around. You know, if you invite a necromancer to your house one day, then you can certainly find necrotic energy lingering in the house after they've gone. And if someone's like really practicing their work, you're gonna find like strong amounts of necrotic energy. And it seems the moment he says that, your dart then glows bright and then dims again. So is that thing running out of batteries or something?
Oh yeah, because you still have it, don't you?
Yeah.
This is a dart of warning, and it's going mad.
Oh, okay, so it's actually warning us of something. But why is it? So is it meant to blink when there's something happening, or how does it work? I've never had one before. It stays on. Oh. So if it keeps turning off, then. Well, then how do we know if there's something dangerous around?
I'm just assuming we're going to die.
Okay, well, I suppose that's one way to look at things. You're always cautious in that way.
Yeah.
I always think I'm going to get blown up.
Sort of
turn into a plant or, you know, whatever.
Lee has a look at the troglodyte. Sort of, like, I guess sees if there's anything on there, like, items or anything. Yeah. There might be some sort of clue.
Looking at the body, it's literally just a giant lizard type creature with a loincloth. And looking under the dirty, manky loincloth, he sees, yep, it is a boy. but there's no items or anything of note. You don't see any weapons that it may have had lying around. No, he doesn't see any items on the troglodyte.
Okay.
Give me a moment. Okay.
Right, do you want to do anything, Tam?
Move me forward so I'm not so far away.
Oh.
So Felix's skull is beginning to glow. Like the eyes are slowly burning a blue flame in the eyes.
Bring me forward, please.
Oh.
Is that Bony?
As you talk to him, you then notice Felix's eyes kind of glow in a blue flame and his head kind of gently relaxes back a little bit. And I guess Giggles, still with your insight that you rolled because it was such a high one, you're hearing whispers as this happens, but you can't make out what they're saying. You're just hearing...
I'm not going to lie, then... that is the most terrifying noise you've ever made.
I was just about to say, can anyone else hear that? Or is that just me?
And I was like, what?
Okay, it's just me. I'm going insane.
As then Felix's eyes roll back and he's like, whoa, I just had a weird, trippy experience. Jeez, what the hell was that? I've started to... I quite like you, Bony. Not in that sense, Milo. Don't get any ideas.
You don't want a Bony?
I see dead people.
Wait, what?
Well, not... Would you consider a troglodyte a person?
Yeah. It's a creature, sure.
Personally, I don't, because they are monsters to me, but...
I never would have thought a ghost would stink.
Where is the ghost?
Oh, he's in front of us. Like, he's just over there as he's pointing to this troglodyte.
Can you hear what he's saying?
He's speaking in a different language. I can't understand him.
Hang on.
Milo gives... puts his helmet onto Felix.
It kind of weirdly balances on his head because his horns are in the way. Can't quite fit it on. And instead, I guess you end up just putting it on the horns. So it's not on his head. But it still somehow works. And he's like, hang on, I'm picking up bits now. It's not completely clear, probably because I can't wear the helmet. Oh, this is an interesting item you have. He's saying, be careful. There's something about, there's people there, but not there. They're around us. Be careful. I don't know. He's gone. And he's gone. Great.
Oh. Be careful.
Apparently there's people here. All around us. Yeah.
That might explain the dark going crazy.
Take your health. Take your hat.
Yeah,
back.
I'll take my hat back. I guess I'll sort of go like, form up everyone. Form up, everyone! It's time to go to battle! I become Mickey Mouse for a second, and then...
Okay.
So...
You see Felix then just shake his head and hold his forehead a bit. He's like, oh, sorry, that was very trippy. I almost got a migraine or something then. I'm fine, though. I got rid of it.
It's pronounced migraine.
A migraine.
A migraine.
Is it your grain then?
No, it's migraine.
Okay, sure. That's the kobolds will move forward.
Just tell
He's sort of keeping an eye on Blumbo.
So what was that? What?
It was like be careful.
Be careful.
There's people around.
Blumbo is staring and looking. His smile is more of a worried expression as his eyes pointing in different directions, yet somehow looking at this troglodyte on the floor. And
he sort of goes behind.
Barry then walks was walking towards Lee. As Lee walked away, he then slumps to the ground.
No.
Would I hear that?
Yeah, you'd quick, go back to him.
Lee's like, Barry!
Barry! What's wrong with Barry?
He runs over. Ha 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 ha.
I don't think you'd need, really. Without the perception check, just your natural perception, Lee can see that the color is fading from Barry's body, and he's slowly going white and gray as his eyes are slowly rolling back, and he's now kind of choking himself in a way, or holding his throat.
Barry, what's wrong, Barry? Felix, do your thing.
Felix, Barry's dying.
Heaven's sake, Barry. As it will then clap to burst. And you hear that scream again, from still sounds like it's miles away. But Barry doesn't seem to be getting his breath back as he's still lying there. He's got a bit of a breath. He's like,
is anyone a doctor? Do we have a doctor in the house?
Are you medically trained?
Bold.
Me? I'm no doctor. I'm soldier. I'm not doctor.
Blumbo, do you know anything? Do you know CPR, Blumbo?
Blumbo is there just poking the troglodyte's eyeball.
Yeah.
As Felix there goes, right, I guess it's up to Dr. Felix. As he then goes... And now he's wearing his doctor's outfit. And he then tells my, oh, stand back, everyone, stand back. And start pushing Lee away to one side. And he comes over to Barry with his, it's not a thermometer. What's the thingy that they listen to the chest? Stethoscope. He has a stethoscope. He starts listening to the chest. Yes. Interesting.
Is everything all right?
19. Wow. Yes, right. He's definitely losing his breath. He's still got a pulse. I'm able to pick up a pulse. I don't have any healing magic. Let me see. Actually, let me think. What have we got? I've got a scimitar. We don't want that. That's not going to help.
Can I go over and do a healing surge?
The healing surges is all for yourself. It's not like a magic or anything.
Potion? We have a potion, don't we? Will that work?
You're free to try.
Shall we try a potion?
Yeah, let's use... Lee comes back in and he goes, I've got this... Doctor, I've got this! Because he's like treating it very seriously. He's like, here's a potion.
Okay.
Anything to save my Barry. And he sort of leans in and takes Barry's hand.
And who are you, Lee, to the patient?
We only met the other day. But,
we are very good friends.
But after killing some of his friends, I feel a kinship with him.
Thank you very much. I will try the potion. I'll try this medicine that you have procured. But please, close relatives may be with him at this moment. I'm going to need some privacy. He pushes Lee back away and then kind of creates like this cordoned off area around him with like the curtains.
Milo has joined Blumbo in poking the eyes of the... He's just like, oh, I'll just... And what's his name has joined us as well.
Felix then steps out, closes the curtains, and he now has a clipboard in hand and a pencil.
What's going on, Doctor?
Tapping it. He's like, yes, very interesting. I don't understand these notes at all, as he then throws them away. Well, Lee, I don't know how to break it to you. We tried everything we could, but unfortunately Barry will live.
Yay!
Thank God, Doctor.
Oh, was that good news? Oh, okay. Oh, well, you don't mind the bad news then.
What's the bad news?
I had to use the whole potion.
That's fine.
What could this problem be with Barry? Will we find out next time? I'm sure we will, because that's how it works. You listen to the episodes and then you find out stuff that's happening in the storyline. Special thank yous to Tanya for playing the game, Dave for DMing, and you lot for listening. I've been Big Timmy. It's hot as balls at the moment. Get out of my house.